Are you ready to discover and let go of everything that's been holding you back in life? Are you prepared to push beyond your self-imposed limiting beliefs and achieve greatness? If yes, then the Mindset Coach Podcast is for you. Get ready to exceed your goals, reach the level of success and significance you've always known you were destined for. Here's your host, Mike Sprouse.
Hello and welcome to the Mindset Coach Podcast. I'm Mike Sprouse, the Mindset Coach, and I'm excited to be spending this time with you again today. This is our second episode, so thank you so much for joining me. If you want a general framework for what this podcast is all about, I invite you to listen to the very first episode of the Mindset Coach Podcast, and you'll get a flavor for what we're talking about here. For all the episodes going forward, like this one, we'll be diving right in and focusing on one aspect of what it takes for a winning, successful, and significant approach to mindset, and therefore, your life. So right now, in your mind's eye, picture a four-legged stool. So if the stool was suddenly missing a leg, it wouldn't be a four-legged stool anymore, right? It wouldn't be standing properly without one of the four legs. So the balance would be totally off. If somebody tried to sit in a stool missing one or a few of the legs on a four-legged stool, it wouldn't be very comfortable or be very safe, right? So much is the same when it comes to your mindset. Instead of legs of a stool, we'll use the jargony word of pillars. So the pillars of your mindset hold everything together. And the pillars are who, what, where, and when. So you might be asking yourself, well, wait, you're missing a couple things. You know, the why and the how. How are those involved? Aren't those pillars? Well, yes, they're huge parts of the whole equation, but no, they're not pillars. The reason is because when we get to the why and the how, you'll see how they weave in and out of these four pillars. So the why and the how changes, adapts, and are more fluid throughout your personal and professional goals and aspirations and hopes and dreams. So in fact, let's cover the who today. And the reason we're going to talk about the who is because to go anywhere different from where you are now, to become more successful and significant, you absolutely need to feel good, confident, and definitive about the who you are today. So the who is you. It's not the rock band from the 20th century. You are not what has happened to you in the past. I can definitively say that. You are not what has happened to you in the past. You can be proud of what you've overcome or even what you achieved in the past, but the past doesn't define you today. And it certainly doesn't have to define who you are tomorrow. So the best example or illustration I can give you is an example that's not mine. It's from one of my mentors, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I tell it differently, but I heard the concept from him first. It's about a boat and the wake it leaves behind it. So picture yourself at the helm of a boat. It could be any boat. You can go crazy and picture yourself captaining a yacht. Go for it. But it could be any boat run by engines or is going fast enough to leave a wake or a trail behind it. I'm sure you can picture standing on the deck, looking behind you as the boat travels forward towards its destination. So now when you're traveling on a boat, most of the time, you're looking straight ahead at where you're going. Once in a while, you might glance backwards. You might want to see the waves behind you or look at the horizon behind you. But for most of the time, you're looking ahead at the sea or the ocean you've yet to travel. Up ahead, you might see sunshine or a coast or calm waters. Or you might see storms or big waves and have to take things more cautiously or change your route because of it. Either way, you're traveling forward at that moment into whatever is ahead of you. You can see maybe where I'm going with this. The same thing goes with your mindset and your life. Too often, and we all do it, we're the captain of our own ship, or driving a boat forward towards a destination. And we get enamored or fixated on the wake behind us. And if you turn around staring at what's behind you for too long, your boat goes off course or it veers away from where you want it to end up. So it's impossible for the wake to steer or drive a boat, but it's very possible for a wake to distract you from driving the boat. So now back to you. Who you have been or where you've gone before now, you can very well be proud of. It's okay to look back and reflect occasionally. Some of those past experience might have even propelled you to a point you're at today and that you're proud of. And that's great. But it's not necessarily going to propel you forward in a way that fits who you are or who you want to be, or in ways that will bring you the success or significance that you want. So I'll ask this. Do you know who you are right now? The two most powerful words in the entire world, in my opinion, are these. I am. I am is how you define yourself to yourself. Those words aren't only used when you're describing who you are to someone else. They're more often used to discern who you are to yourself. And I'll tell you why that's important. Because who you are is how you define yourself currently, and it trains your mindset for the direction you're going. I like to think about a quote I once read by Neville Goddard that says, "Dare to believe in the reality of your assumptions and then watch the world play its part relative to its fulfillment." In other words, what you tell yourself and believe about yourself creates your reality, good or bad. Spoken words, either out loud to yourself or to someone else, that's one thing. The non-spoken words you tell yourself happen, I'm guessing, a lot more frequently. Like, I talk to myself all the time, and I have since I was an athletic competitor as a kid. So we're going to do a little exercise to illustrate what I'm talking about. When you meet someone for the first time, what's the first thing they ask you? So, what do you do? No one ever asks, "So, how are you?" or says, "Tell me what you enjoy doing," or "Tell me about what you believe in or care deeply for." That almost never happens, right? It would be crazy to think about that actually happening too much, other than like in a job interview or something. But your answer to "what do you do" is really defining as to who you are. And this is the crux of our conversation today. And why is this so defining and why it's so important when we're talking about mindset? It's because we answer questions about what we do in a way that wrongly reflects who we are. A typical example might be this. So, what do you do? I'm a lawyer. What's not a typical example would be this. So, what do you do? I practice law, volunteer at an animal shelter, and coach my son's basketball team. So in the first one, I'm answering the "what I do" question with a "who I am" answer, which isn't probably all that accurate or comprehensive. In the second one, I'm answering the "what I do" question with an actual "what I do" answer. And it probably says more about who I am also. So by answering the question with the right mindset, the "who I am," animal lover, sports fan, active dad, educated, it aligns with what I do, and it's a much more positive statement. So think about the positivity that that answer sheds on the world and to yourself as you say it. I'll say them again. One answer is, I'm a lawyer. The other answer is, I practice law, volunteer at an animal shelter, and coach my son's basketball team. Now let's level this up one more time. I want you to think about your answers if someone were to ask you how you're doing. Simply, how are you? You would begin your response with, I am. It would be something like, I'm doing well, or I'm feeling a little sick at the moment, or I'm crazy busy. And how you answer that question goes a long way in how your mindset is, right? The answer to that one says, or it should say, way more about who you are than the question, what do you do? because you're responding based on how you feel or what your state of being is at the moment. So the goal is that you want these answers to align with who you are and what you believe about yourself or aspire to. The what do you do answer should align with the how are you answer. So this is where your very own I am statements come into play, and it starts to fuel a massive shift in your mindset. So see if you can get a gauge on my mindset when I say the following. I am strong. I am caring. I am valuable. I am competent. Now, with those statements, you shouldn't have picked up any uncertainty or hesitancy in my voice. Hopefully there wasn't any, because it's what I believe. But you'll also note that none of those I am statements were like arrogant or mushy or exaggerated for effect. My mindset is one where those statements are factual. Now pretend you're asking me the following. So what do? I host the Mindset Coach podcast, and I teach my approach for a high-functioning mindset to as many people as I can. So if you compare the I am statements to the what I do statements, they're consistent and pretty aligned. I can tell, and someone else could tell, that my four I am statements are pretty consistent with what it is that I do. So this is the first key in the who pillar of a successful mindset. It's to have those statements match up. The I am statements don't change, and they won't change very much unless you have a massive life event, which we'll get into down the road. But for now, the what you do statements might change over time. Whatever it is you're doing should always be consistent with I am statements you make to yourself and that you believe, even if your what you do changes over time. What you say to yourself defines who you are. It's not necessarily what you're doing that defines you. How often has this happened? Do you tell somebody what it is that you do and you see their reaction and you think to yourself, well, wait, there's a lot more to me. Like, that's not all. For so many years, I would feel forced to answer the question by saying, like, well, I'm a marketing executive for XYZ company. And every time I said that, I'd be like, but that doesn't tell the whole story of me and who I am. So why does this all matter? What does it have to do with the winning mindset? It's because we all get trapped by labels that we place upon ourselves, and they hold who we are captive. Most often, we let who we are be defined by the labels we put on ourselves, and even the labels we tell other people. So all of this talk and the way you think of yourself and talk about yourself, it's so important because it gets embedded in your psyche. Like after you say a dozen times that I'm a lawyer, then you start to think, well, I'm just a lawyer, even if you're a really good one. So even if you have other passions or another mission in life, it can all sort of get lost in your daily consciousness unless you answer the same question without using the I am version, the version that's actually better and more accurate. I practice law and volunteer at an animal shelter and coach basketball, etc. So roll it all up, and any negative self-talk that we all do from time to time, it actually matters because it affects your I am statements, the ones you make to yourself. So if you walk around and say, oh, I'm so clumsy, or I'm so out of shape, or I'm so stressed out, those are your I am statements. That's where your mindset is dwelling. So even if they're negative passing thoughts or emotions you have, the second you say them to yourself or out loud, they become part of your mindset. And what becomes ingrained in your mindset is what you will believe. And it will chart everything about how your life goes. It's not an exaggeration. So when you drop something, you can say, I just did a clumsy thing. When you can't catch your breath walking up a hill, you can say, I just got a little out of breath there. When you're buried at work, you can say, things at work are busy. What you can't say or have part of your vocabulary are I am statements that draw massive generalizations about who you are as a predominant force. You can't intertwine who you are with what you do until there's total consistency and positivity. So I'd recommend you try this out just one time and see how it feels, maybe a couple times. See how you think your attitude and energy changes when you start to think about who you are like this. Next time on the Mindset Coach podcast, we'll expand on what we just talked about. We're going to do it in the context of who you are in comparison to other people. And I'll give you a hint. It's called the dangers of ego, and it's a trap. Your mindset can make sure you don't fall into the trap. And it's one we all have fallen into from time to time. But it's why taking a particular mindset can help you avoid the clutter of what other people think or what they're doing in relation to you. So please subscribe to the show, and let's keep walking together in this podcast towards success and significance. Until next time, Mindset Masters, make it a great day.
So that's it for today's episode of The Mindset Coach. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you listen and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 private VIP day with Mike Sprouse himself. Be sure to head on over to mindsetcoachpodcast.com and pick up a free copy of Mike's gift and join us on the next episode.